Let's go back to the phones here, and let's go to Brittany in Auburn, California, and she's got a question about acne. Are you there, Brittany?
Yes, I'm here.
And how old a woman are you?
I'm 24.
Okay, and you still have acne yourself?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, how much do you weigh, Brittany?
I weigh 124.
Okay, well, the big deal with acne goes back to the 1950s, about almost 60 years ago now. And basically, the Pasteur Institute in France was studying acne, and they determined that the driver for the acne was disordered bacterial ecology. In other words, the bacteria on the intestinal walls, okay? As a result, they tried probiotics, and America, learning this information, tried an antibiotic, tetracycline, okay? And I think it's actually still in use today. Neither of these approaches worked. And it wasn't until many, many years later that we even had an idea why they didn't work. But basically, it is little biofilms, these sticky, sugary sacs glued harder than dried mucus on the lining of your nose, glued to the intestinal lining, so that no matter what you take or do, it's very hard to get at these little bad boys. So usually you have to have patience, and you need to be able to use something that can gently but effectively break the little biofilms on the bowel lining. And the best thing I've ever been able to find is a stabilized form of the active fraction of garlic, allicin, called allicidin. And at your body weight, maybe about three of those per meal. And now you're going to have an opportunity to open up Pandora's box here. And there are a number of things we can do to try to reset this bacterial ecology. The two things that I feel really work and work quickly, number one is to get a good probiotic into the bowel. And this would be like today's special, our right. Probiotic complex. And here what you would do, since this is large intestine, you would be probably swallowing three of these, not chewing them in any way. And at the same time, I would recommend you add something called aloe arborescence. And the reason for this is I have not seen anything that promotes mucosal, healthy mucosal function and immunity like this aloe arborescence. And at your body size, I would take about 2 teaspoons in 6 ounces of water 20 minutes before each meal. And I'd do this for about 4 months. And what usually happens here is at times the acne might get a little bit worse, and then because it's clearing whatever's trapped in the skin, and then you start noticing there's a big change in the skin. And there's more that can be done if you want to. There's propolis, which is a resin from beehives, and this guy often can promote great health for the skin. But as soon as you stop it, you're back in the problem.
Right.
That's why I'm not a big fan of using that here. Although, if you don't want to look bad for 1 or 2 months, if you were 16, I'd be saying, okay, if you can't be, you can't have a couple of breakouts for a month or two, then you may want to add this, but they still may happen. It'll just be less and shorter and better. But these are the guys that when the smoke clears, 3, 4, 5 months from now, you look and you say, wow, my skin is great, and you've reset that bacterial ecology in the gut. That's the key. The Pasteur Institute was right. It just we didn't have technology to do it back then. Okay?
Now, I've been seeing a QRA for about 5 months now.
Oh, yes.
And he also says that I should be doing the coffee enemas. How often, in your opinion, do you think I should do those for skin?
Well, 2 a week is the safest for electrolytes and everything else. Okay?
Okay.
And so if you've already seen him, he's probably tested you, and you probably already have these things, right?
Most of them. And I'm also on the Gold 360, the Galactin, all the stress nano things,
okay,
the gallbladder complex.
Well, that they're going to work on other aspects of your health, but I'm sure you can tell a difference. Isn't that true?
With my stomach, I'm telling a difference, not so much the skin.
Okay.
He's concerned about I have metal in my left knee from a surgery.
Oh, yes.
But he says if I can get my stomach reset, then that might help the skin.
Yes, because you'll be digesting better. But you can also discuss these couple things with him and have him test to see. The one thing that I've had to learn the hard way in my lifetime is that when you ask about the skin, that's the most important thing to you. You may have a lot of other things that he sees as more important. But if he's going to do something other than what you ask, he's got to really negotiate with you. Okay, you understand?
Yeah, and my last question was the cooked food. You've been talking about how bad cooked food is.
Well, I'm talking about the fact that most of us have no option but to eat it. And when we eat it without digestive support, we are opening ourselves up to a risk for a loss of up to one-third of our lifespan, which sounds like a real bum deal to me.
My QRA tells me to not eat so much raw food because of my stomach, but to steam it, is that just as beneficial?
Here's the problem. Chinese medicine says when we're sick, we must have cooked food. Okay? But that's okay. We can still take digestive enzyme support. So in other words, many people, the Pitta body type typically and the Tridoshic body type can readily eat cooked or raw food. They can just eat anything, hot or cold. The Vata body types, where the stomach is cold, they need something to warm the stomach. So, yes, so when they are not well, they must eat cooked food, and then they have to incorporate the countermeasure of digestive enzyme support. And then as you get stronger and stronger, and the stomach now has the power, you can gradually shift to 50% or 80% raw food for your body type. Okay?
Okay.
Let me just say one more thing. The key, that one thing that a Vata can do immediately, even when they're sick, is they can eat fermented raw food. That's one of the secrets of the ancients. So things like sauerkraut, things like tempeh, the fermented foods can be eaten even when you're sick, and even for the Vata, okay? That's one of the key things. I don't let a day go by. I have at least 4 tablespoons a day of some fermented raw food because it promotes such great digestion for the whole body, okay? And I'm a Pitta. I don't have to eat any of it. Thanks for your call, Brittany.
Thank you.
Bye now.